Jonathan, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Were you at St. Elmo's last night where Zoga kicked out for getting the Patriot fans riled up?
Did he really get kicked out? That's awesome. Well, no, I was watching a lot of football yesterday, and I got here about an hour ago.
Okay.
I was not with him.
So there you go.
I'd love to be with Zoe anywhere, and I'd love to watch him get Pats fans riled up. And I think he's been kicked out of much finer establishments than St. Elmo. So
yes, that's right. And he was sober last night, or so he says. But nonetheless, we move on to the fact that the Patriots had a great win over Denver. You had the bye week. And just if you could characterize or summarize the development of this team from the beginning of the season and just give us your thoughts on that.
Well, Denver was a great game, and I want to thank the fans to start out. The fans really made the Gillette home field advantage something special. I think sometimes Gillette gets a knock at not being a great home field, and the fans were – it's unfair because it made a big difference in that game. And it was fun to watch, and it was fun to, I think, finally see the pieces on defense really all come together in a game where it was going to be needed. Darrell and Brandon and the guys up front, Dominique, young guy like Dominique, had a strong game, and it just on defense, it all came together. And I think, you know, that's what Bill has been working towards at this time of the year, making sure the pieces are together. And when we start to play games that are going to have a lot of significance as we come down to the end of the season, that the defense is orchestrated in a way that he's coached them to. And I think the Denver game was a great step forward at just the right time. And on offense, really since Rob's been back on a full-time basis, I think we've been able to take full advantage of everything that we have on the skill side. And Tom just continued to do that, and I thought played a great game. So it's been fun. And I think you look around the NFL today and you see what happened in a bunch of the games, and it's just... This is a league where you got to pay attention all week long. You got to listen to what your coaches say. You got to work hard, and you got to show up on Sunday. And if you don't, you're in for a long day. And it's nice to see our team where we are here at the halfway point. And it's always great to get the bye at this time of the year too.
I was just going to say, Jonathan, it seems like the bye comes at the right time. You'd love to have it right in the middle of the season. And I think it also set up well that you get it after Denver, where the emotion was high. And then, you know, a team that, you know, if you're going to put any extra emphasis on a game the next couple of weeks, it would probably be this one, given that Indy's likely to win their division.
Yeah, having the bye week 8, week 9, week 10 is probably when you'd always like to have it if the league lets you pick it. But then to be able to have it after a game like the Denver game, where the emotions of whenever Tom plays Peyton and the Patriots play whatever team Peyton is on, I think it's a good time to emotionally get away from the game for a few days. And the fact that it's right in the middle of the season made it that much better. So the schedule makers were good to us. And this is the first time I can recall us actually coming off a bye. I'm sure it's happened, but then playing a team who's coming off their bye too. So that'll be it'll be interesting to see how both teams come out tonight.
Jonathan, the roof open tonight, I assume?
No, it's closed. It's snowing here.
Snowing. It's, okay, because
yeah,
it's interesting.
So I don't They wouldn't open. They wouldn't open this roof when it's snowing for the Patriots. I don't.
I don't blame them. I didn't know it was snowing.
I wish they would. If there was something we could do, we would make it happen. But no, it's locked up tight.
Well, it just makes it easy to pump in noise. I said that.
It is. But it's already pretty noisy in here.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Snowing pretty good.
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about Andrew Luck. This will only be, the second game he's played indoors, I believe. I mean, when he's played most of his games, the roof is open out there. So really? I just wanted you to...
I don't even...
Yeah, but
I didn't
so
know
I
know that.
I just wanted to talk about the difference between that facility and, like, the old RCA Dome. You know, just talk about, you know, what type of an advantage. If it, do you think that that field gives the Colts an advantage like the RCA Dome did?
I don't think Luck, when he was playing out at Stanford, had a whole lot of games with a lot of difficult weather conditions. I don't know, though, and I'm sure Bill can recite all those statistics. I think for us, if we could play in a retractable roof venue as the away team and they'd open the roof, I think it would be good for us on two fronts. One, we would rather play in the elements, and two, it would dissipate the noise factor. All that being said, I think Tom's career record in the Dome is pretty exceptional. And so on the offensive side, where you would think it would most affect you, our quarterback's record is strong. And I think Tommy knows how to man the offense. And even I've watched him in the old RCA Dome do the hurry-up offense and do it quite effectively. So I think we'll take whatever they give us and be okay with it. And it would have been a nice surprise if the field was covered in snow tonight, but it definitely isn't.
Well, we were talking about Luck. You know, we all know it's been a quarterback's league. I'll ask you to put your NFL businessman's hat on for a moment. It just, you've had Manning and Brady, and from a marketing perspective, going on 15 years, you know, for any business to have two guys like that as really the face or the faces of whatever business you have is tremendous. You know, how important is it for this league or for any league, you know, Andrew Luck seems to be the guy waiting in the wings. The NBA's got the... Go ahead.
No, you're right. The thing about Luck that's so special, I think, is that he's got the intellect of Tom or Peyton, and he's got the physical stature of Tom and Peyton, and clearly his arm is exceptional. So he has all of those characteristics that Tom and Peyton have, but then on top of it, he can run. And you think about how unfair that is. See, he's got everything Tom and Peyton do, and he also has that great pedigree. His dad was a great football player, oversaw NFL Europe for the National Football League as the AD down at West Virginia. He grew up with it much in the way that Peyton did. But he can actually run, and I think somebody like Andrew is going to be a great face for our league, and hopefully he's one of the guys in this generation that's coming up that'll do a lot of great things, just maybe not against the Patriots. But I think it is important for our league to have faces like that and people who respect and understand the game, and he clearly falls into that category.
How much did you follow, if at all, the Hoyer-Mallett matchup, Houston and Cleveland, if anything, just because of the personal experience you had with both of those guys?
I was going back and forth between that and the Denver game, and as St. Louis started playing, you know, just kept it up, I started watching more of Denver-St. Louis, but I absolutely watched a lot of the Cleveland game and the Houston game, and both of those guys are really special. So I was rooting for each of them to have a great game. Mallett is that classic figure, big, strong, amazing arm, came out of college, was touted in college. And Brian was a lot like Brady in that he was an undrafted rookie free agent. And to see each of those guys starting a game against each other after having watched them in the meeting rooms with Billy and Josh and Tom, and it was pretty cool to see that happen. And I hope they each have great success. And that first touchdown pass that Mallett threw to J.J. Watt, that was a big time pass and a big time catch. And if someone had said, you know, you were going to throw a ball like that for your first touchdown and you were going to have a defensive end catch it, that was a better catch than most of the receivers and tight ends in this league can make. So it was fun to see.
You know, I remember Bill telling Zoe about Hoyer, where at the time, you know, because as you mentioned, he was like Tom, he's flying under the radar, undrafted free agent. And he had said to Zoe that this guy's got the mental makeup. I mean, he understands the game. Ryan obviously came in highly touted. He came from a big-time program, you know, and you know, Hoyer just didn't have that attention being paid to him. So I don't think it's any surprise that this guy has stuck around and is able to get a start because, you know, for Bill Belichick to say that this guy really understands the game and understands the playbook, I mean, I don't think he hands that compliment out lightly. That doesn't happen a lot. He doesn't toss that compliment around.
You're right, and nobody was happy. Look, we were happy he didn't get on the field with us because that would have meant Tom wasn't on the field. But he's the type of guy you want to have in your organization the same way Ryan is. They're both really hard workers, really smart, and the fact that they each desired to go somewhere else is what makes them great. They're driven. You don't work that hard and then have something in you that says, I'm okay being number two. They understood why they were number two to Tom. But I don't think anybody wants to go through life if you have the character makeup each of those guys have being a backup. And so it's wonderful to see them have all the success. And they both deserve it. They both really, really worked hard.
Jonathan, thanks as always. Next time you need to go on the road with Zoe, go out and get in some trouble, you know, before the game. And
that's probably one of the reasons I don't often get to the town the night before. I don't even want to be tempted.
There you go. All right, Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the game.
Take care, guys.